The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's hear a little bit about Jordan Faison right now. He's won a national championship with Notre Dame for lacrosse. Now he's trying to do so as well with the football team. And Jordan got off to a very strong start in the college football playoff, reeling in 7 catches for 89 yards plus a 43-yard trick kick return in a victory up against Indiana. Now the Fighting Irish on New Year's Day will be moving on, and they'll be going up against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And now joining us is Jordan Faison. Jordan, first off, congratulations. Appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. And how you been?
I've been doing good. You know, had a good game up past days and, you know, been chilling.
Well, now going to a 12-team college football playoff, you know this, the first round, there are 4 home games to be played. That atmosphere on Friday evening to kick the whole thing off in South Bend just looked unbelievable. Kind of take me through your perspective of the atmosphere playing in it.
Yeah, it was definitely electric, you know, coming out of the tunnel to obviously the sound. And it was amazing seeing the field, everyone with the little rally towels. You know, we haven't had that before. And it was awesome to see. And then throughout the game, they were loud. You couldn't really hear yourself during the game. And that's what you want out of your home stadium. So it was awesome.
And it was loud to start, and it got even louder early on when Xavier Watts, one of the best defensive players in the country, had that interception, and then boom. What else can Jeremiah Love do at this stage with that 98-yard touchdown? That was really some sequence for you guys.
Right.
So let me ask you, on Friday night, when you guys end up going out there and playing in this game, just what kind of message do you guys think you sent with the way that you guys were able to take care of Indiana?
Yeah, we just wanted to show the entire world that we were able to play good football, and I feel like we did that. You know, we've worked week in, week out, preparing for this game, and you know, we went on there and showed it, and that's what we wanted to do.
You know, you look back at your season. I know that, right? It's Notre Dame. It's a national brand. Everyone watches you. But with what happened after A&M to NIU, a lot of people counted you guys out. Looking back at it, that game against Northern Illinois, you guys haven't lost a game since. Why didn't that game not break this team when it easily could have?
You know, I think having that loss kind of showed who we were. You see who people are at their lowest moments. And not breaking showed what we had, the potential we had. And, you know, the team came together. Practice that week was phenomenal after that. And, you know, having that loss kind of, you know, in our back pocket, I would say throttled us throughout the entire season. So I'd definitely say we needed that loss. And, you know, it was almost a blessing. And, yeah, we used that as a strength to keep moving forward.
And Jordan Faison here with us. Obviously, after that game, there was a lot of criticism directed the way of your quarterback. Clearly, with his back up against the wall, Riley Leonard has clearly grown this year and down the stretch at Notre Dame. Just what have you kind of seen change with him really over the last few weeks where he starts to get more and more respect around the country?
Yeah, we have a brotherhood over here at Notre Dame. You know, he's got our back. We got his back. We'll back him no matter what. You know, throughout this season, he's just only been progressing, you know. He's been working with everybody more, been playing better around everybody. And, you know, that's what you want. And, you know, with him leading us, you know, we play better around him. And that's all you could ask for, is a guy that'll bring your whole team up with him.
Why was Indiana for you, when you look at your individual performance, 7 catches for 89 yards, such a favorable matchup looking back at it?
I was just able to, throughout practice, we had our plays, we were dialing up plays, and getting onto that field, it was kind of whatever opportunities come your way, make the most of them. Obviously, I had the first ball I had was a drop, but not letting that alter me, I kind of, kept playing the game. Whatever opportunity came to me, had to make the most of it, and I was able to do that.
And then coming out of halftime, you guys wanted to put the foot right back on the gas pedal, going into that play on the flip to you, and then you had the 43-yard kick return. Kind of take us through that one, because that was a fun way that you guys really devised up that play.
Yeah, no, we had to practice that throughout the entire week, kind of had it set up. We got our first kick return look, kind of saw it, thought it would work. And, come out of halftime, Coach Biagi comes up, it's like, yeah, we're going to run the play. And I was like, all right, bet, let's go. Got onto the field, it worked to perfection, so couldn't ask for anything more.
Jordan Faison here with us. Notre Dame off to round number two, where they'll be going up against Georgia on New Year's Day in the Sugar Bowl. I love your story, and I think your story is so cool. For people that don't know, right, you went to Notre Dame on a lacrosse scholarship. You had 22 goals. You won a national championship. You ended up walking on the football team last year, got a football scholarship, won the Sun Bowl MVP, and now you're in the college football playoff. Just kind of take us through that road that you've traveled and some of the work that goes in behind the scenes to get the production that we saw on Friday night.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely been a journey, man. This entire process from getting on campus Notre Dame to, playing in my first games, getting onto the lacrosse side of the ball, winning a championship. I mean, it's all just been a blessing, just takes hard work, dedication, keeping my head down, being around my teammates boost me, I boost them. Kind of that back and forth relationship. And then I was able to, take the opportunities I was given to make things happen. I was able to do it. Couldn't thank anybody more than God. And just being able to put things together and, it's been an amazing ride.
Now, I've heard Coach Freeman say before, you've had football offers and you elected to go to Notre Dame for lacrosse. They have an exceptional program, and clearly you've made it work out on the football team, working your way up. Why was Notre Dame, looking back at it through the process, the right choice for you?
Yeah, at first, I got recruited for lacrosse my junior year, so I was before football offers started coming in. But I had no idea about Notre Dame, didn't think anything much of them. They were my second visit. And then I got up here for a game. It was a Clemson game. And, seeing all of that in its glory, it was just, you could not come to Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? And, the 4 for 40 kind of aspect of it with a school, and then being able the possibility to play both sports, it was just, couldn't pass it up. And then, nowhere else offered that.
Now, I'm not that familiar with the scholarship process, but you had a lacrosse scholarship, and then you eventually last year early on in the football season, I think it was October, got a football scholarship. When you got that football scholarship and you were rewarded for that hard work, just what did it kind of mean to you?
It was definitely amazing. I think my parents might have felt it a little more because they got to save a little bit of their money. But no, it was awesome. It showed the hard work that I put in paying off, and, it was a blessing. I loved it.
How do you have the motor for this stuff? 22 goals in the lacrosse season. You win a national championship coming off a football season. And now you're right back in it in year number two for Notre Dame football, trying to win a national championship.
Yeah, I'd say just playing for the guys next, wanting to be great for them. Just allows you to go out there and perform the way you need to. And, that kind of vice versa relationship shows the same thing. And, that brotherhood we have here on both sports, football and lacrosse, just playing for that guy next to you, it just propels you and everybody else around you.
How does football help you with lacrosse, and how does lacrosse help you with football? Just wondering.
Yeah, obviously athletic piece, footwork and hand-eye coordination go back and forth. But the bigger piece I would say is, in lacrosse and football, you have a guy guarding you. I'd say you have DB in lacrosse and defender. I mean, DB in football and the defender in lacrosse. And you kind of going against that guy, then also looking back, reading defenses in football, like safeties coming at you or spinning. And then also in lacrosse, you got sliding defenders coming. So that kind of aspect, they both go hand in hand, and they help tremendously in both.
So 22 goals in your first season in lacrosse. You win a national championship. You scored in the national championship game. When you look back at that experience, just what are still the memories? I know not that far removed from being able to do that right away.
Yeah, it was definitely surreal. I mean, in the moment, it didn't feel real after you won a national championship. But after you kind of go back and watch the videos, and it's just like dang, like we really did that. And, it kind of shows, obviously, all that hard work, throughout the long season, being able to put it together and kind of show the world the team we had and the players we had. And it was just an amazing feeling. Can't be beat.
You know, you watch the game on Friday night. Clearly, we see what you're capable of as a football player. Like I mentioned, you won the Sun Bowl MVP, also going back to last year in the bowl game. Where do you think you are on your trajectory of becoming a great football player?
I think still got a lot of work to do, obviously. But being able to show the world what I can do is definitely awesome feeling. But yeah, a lot more work to do over here.
You talked about it with the national championship, how you maybe not have realized it in the moment, and then you see the videos. When you were walking off the field on Friday night, did you realize what you accomplished, or is it just kind of, hey, the job's not done yet, so you can't really appreciate it so far?
Yeah, same exactly. You're walking off the field, it's like, we haven't done anything yet, so we still got to keep going.
So when you advance the page forward and you flip the page forward on New Year's Day, right, 8:45 p.m. Eastern time, you guys are going to be in New Orleans going up against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. From afar, when you start the preparation, what stands out to you about Georgia?
Obviously, they're a hard-nosed team, great team, been a good team. It's going to be a good test for us, truly. We're ready for the, you know, competition that lies ahead of us, and we're ready to work for it.
What do you guys want to prove, just wondering, in that game? Because there's still some people, when they talk about Notre Dame for like the last decade or so, they go, oh, it's a good program. Obviously, it's an iconic brand. But when you get to these bigger games, it hasn't fared well. Are you guys like hearing that noise? Do you hear a lot of that into the buildup for this Georgia game?
Yeah, you can't escape the noise. But we were kind of taught to tune out the noise. You know, you obviously can't escape it. You'll see it everywhere. But tune out the noise and kind of work within our group, within our team, and kind of reach our full potential. And if we reach our full potential throughout the weeks of preparation, you know, that'll show on game day. And that's what we want to do.
Last thing I'll ask you, Jordan Faison, his football team is going up against Georgia coming up on New Year's Day in the second round of the college football playoff. Coach Marcus Freeman, if you have to put it into words, what he means to you, how do you kind of do that?
Great guy, great leader, role model, what you want to be as a player on the field and a man off the field, and, you know, someone we look up to.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And someone's going to lead us.
I appreciate you sharing your story. Thanks so much, and good luck moving forward the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you.